No one ever sat with him, and he never complained. Last guy who took a seat next to Tobias lost an ear. Since then, everyone gave him a wide berth. It was easier to have an excellent behavior record when there were no assholes pissing him off. He hunched over and unfolded the wrinkled paper, smoothing it as best as he could, trying to ignore the cacophony of 100 men all talking at once.
"Dear Toby, I hope it's okay that I call you that. I think it's sweet. My name is Jessica Fang. I'm going to start this by saying I'm a lawyer, fresh out of school. I've been practicing about a year now. I have to be honest, I sought you out specifically. Details surrounding your case have given me a lot to think about over the last few years. You'll probably find all this confusing, but I hope to sort it out with this letter. I found your profile on penpalaninmate.com after performing a search for you online. I was drawn immediately to you. Your photo is wonderful. I see such depth in your eyes. There's no proper way to express how pleased I am that you signed up, so I didn't have to do more research to find your prisoner number. While I knew where you were housed, your link made the process much easier. Besides, I got to see you outside the images in your case file, which are less than flattering, I must admit. I'm including a picture of myself with this letter. It's not much, but I wanted you to see me. It seemed unfair that I would be able to look at you anytime I wanted, and you'd be left in the dark. If you're interested, I'd like to get to know you better. Your eyes don't say killer. I'm an excellent judge of character, and I see a person who's deep, caring, and would have a lot of love to give if someone were there to accept it. Besides, after looking carefully at the details of your case, I'm convinced you're innocent. I'll tell you a little about myself, since I feel like I know so much about you from your profile. Excellent writing, by the way, and your case file. I'm 24 years old and a criminal defense attorney in the state of Tennessee. I grew up just outside Knoxville, and I graduated from Austin East. You know, that magnet school on the Upper East Side, where I studied science. I was then accepted to UT and graduated from Duncan a year ago. I've been in private practice ever since. While attending Duncan, I ran across your case as part of an assignment. I dove right in and got to know a lot about you and the particulars along the way. Yes, I've had a number of relationships over the last few years, but I'm ready for something different. Besides, most guys I dated got tired of hearing the name Toby on my lips every 5 minutes as I examined your case. Not only would I love to meet you in person, I think I can get your conviction overturned. I do hope you'll write me back. My address is on the envelope. Yours, Jessica.
Tobias read the letter several times, burning the words into his mind. More than ever, he was eager to get that photograph back from Beast. As the men were returned to their cells, Tobias spun scenarios through his head. Chow would be the ideal time to strike, assuming the fucktwad still had the photo in his pocket, and he hadn't ruined it by getting it wet when he jacked off.
"My little lawyer girl," Tobias fumed.
"I saw that shit that went down when you left out of here. What you gonna do about it, Holmes?"
Rooster had stayed behind while the others were out, and he perked up when Tobias returned.
"Beast will get what's coming to him. You mind your business. The less you know, the better," he said.
"Sounds fierce, dog. If you want a hand, you let the cock know. I ain't above stabbing some sick motherfucker doing my celly wrong."
"I said leave it alone, Rooster."
Rooster put his hands up.
"Okay, okay, Holmes."
Grabbing the paper-wrapped safety pen, a legal pad, and an envelope, Tobias carefully copied Jessica's name and address before slipping the letter back in the original and putting it in the shoebox in the corner with other letters he'd received over the previous 4 years. All except Helen's. Crazy bitch. Those had been burned in the yard. He lay on his cot and put his hands behind his head, changing his mind about writing Jessica back.